got a suitcase full of empty promises. Don't believe a thing that this world says. It's kinda like wishing on a falling star, a temporary fix for a broken heart. Everything here just falls apart, cause nothing compares to the way you are. All I need is you. You're the hope in this life. I can't deny. All I need is you. I've seen it again and again. I can stand on your promises. One thing I found in all my weakness is that I find my strength in the name of Jesus. Oh, you lift me up, I feel 10 feet tall. Standing with you, I can never fall. I'm listening close to the Spirit's call. My Savior, my all in all. I need is you. You're the hope in this life. I can't deny. All I need is you. I've seen it again and again. I can stand on your promises. Promises, I'm standing, standing, standing on the promises, I'm standing.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning. Good morning, Jesus believers. All over this world. We just want to thank you this morning for your goodness, for your loving and tender kindness towards us. Father God, thank you for allowing your Holy Spirit to lead us to you. Now, Father God, as we go about extending your goodness to others, continue to create a clean heart in us and continue to renew a right spirit within us. And God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say good morning to you and that this is going to be a good day. Good morning, God.
serious.
Praise God. I have to do, is Jean Andrews on here this morning? I mean, Shirley. I'm sorry, Shirley. Shirley Andrews. Are you on here this morning? Shirley Andrews. You see, God used Shirley Andrews' son to have a dream. And in the dream, he heard my voice. As a matter of fact, in his dream, he heard my voice twice. And she called me up and I asked him to email me the dream. Don't you know the email that lost twice? But I finally got it. And as I was reading the dream, as I was reading the dream, God used her son's dream to tell me that there's something I have to do, and I got to do it by Resurrection Sunday. I'm trying to find you on, are you on the Blog Talk, Shirley? I can't find you. Anyway, her son's dream, and then I asked her, I said, after I read the dream, I said, you know your son, I guess I told her, I said something to this effect. I haven't spoken with him yet, but in the dream, God allowed me to see, where is she, that I am to take this young man, and there's a prophetic anointing on his life, but not just him, a lot of the children or the young people, sons and daughters, your sons and daughters, have been called to a prophetic place in this kingdom. And God showed me what I was going to have to do. And he is giving me the anointing to do it, to put them on a fast track, because they're going to need it. But also, if you're on this line, I see right now, I just open up your mic. So Shirley, you're gonna have to cut me down. Yeah, I got your mic open, so you're gonna have to cut me down on your radio or however you listen.
Okay, I'm listening to you on my phone.
Okay. You want to tell them about your son calling me?
Yes.
Tell him his name and his age.
Yeah, he's actually woke. Would you like him to tell you?
I want you to tell him about him first. And then I want you to put him on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, he was telling me that he had a dream.
No. What's his name?
Okay.
How old is he?
Oh, I'm sorry. His name is Nasir. He's 17 years old.
Okay.
And he was telling me that he had a dream, and Dr. Erica was in a dream. He heard her saying, go, because it was these two demons, looked like thing was chasing him, and he was running home to the house. And he said while he was running and rebuking them, he was telling them, go, go. Dr. Erica see that. He heard her voice and he's saying, go, go. So he was saying, go, you know, rebuking the demons when he was running home to the house. And he said when he came inside the house, he saw me standing inside the house. And I was standing with my back towards, you know, towards him. And he said, Mom, he's like, Mom, these things are chasing me. And then he said, I opened the door. And then he said he closed the door. And then he started barricading the door because he thought, you know, the things was going to come inside the house. And then I spoke with Dr. Erica, and I let Dr. Erica know that, you know, he had a dream and she was in it. And that's when she spoke with him and she started talking to him about the dream.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now you can both of y'all be on at the same time or just one?
Okay. Let me see. Hold on.
And I said to you, I said, you know your son has a powerful anointing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's right here. He's right here. And I see him.
Okay.
Talk.
Good morning,
say.
Say good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
What about, remember, I finally got your dream. Okay.
Okay.
Do you know you called to be a prophet?
No, ma'am. I didn't know that.
The thing you don't have is you got to get the training in deliverance. You got to get training in how to rebuke the devil, bring him under subjection, and I'm going to train you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
With your permission.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to train you, and I'm going to do, because of you and that dream, I'm going to do a whole program just for people your age, and I want you to help me with it, all right?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yes, I can.
As part of your calling, okay?
Okay.
Because you be helping your friends. You help your friends, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because some of your friends were in that dream, dream also, weren't they? That girl you told me about.
Yeah, it was an old friend from my freshman year of high school.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have a big impact in your sphere of influence. You're gonna have a big impact, and never again will you run from a demon. All right.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to be running from you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you understanding that? Demons are supposed to be running from you. But if they could trick you and have you running from them, then they will be putting a fear into you. So I've always wanted, I had a little team, but it was Nadia, it was Destiny, and it was Jeremiah. But I did not, I didn't follow through to build a program for them. So the dream you had, and my name was in it, is God is requiring me to build a platform for you all, and a platform where on the radio, where your friends can call in and get set free and build up, okay? So if you say okay, and then I want Nadia to Nadia's in her freshman year in college. So I'm going to talk to Nadia this week and see.
Okay.
And I'm going to have her kind of head that up. And we're going to also put that on our new TV agenda. All right?
Yeah.
So are you ready to step into your calling?
Yes, I'm ready.
Well, I'm ready to teach you, all right? Nadia just said in the chat room, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She ready to do it for the people of God.
You see it?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, great. So the person that's heading all that up, just give us a little time. But in the meantime, I'm going to set something up for you all, maybe 1 hour on the speaker right away, okay? Where you have your own music, your own format, and we can build as we go along. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. That's what I want to talk to you about this morning. And is it all right with your mother?
Yeah. It's okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Then we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Okay.
Now.
All right.
All right. So I will talk with you about this again later. I rebuke I rebuke witches all night last night. So I broke that witchcraft stuff. There's no witchcraft on this. Okay.
Okay.
All right. There's no witchcraft on this, and we will get this done in the name of Jesus. So I will speak
Amen.
With you later. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh, you're welcome. God bless you. Oh, thank God. He's the one that called you.
Thank God. You got to thank God.
Yeah,
yes.
He's the one that called you and all of you. And I'm going to see this. I'm going to see this accomplished in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
See this accomplished. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank
so
you.
Now I got to talk back to this Jesus Believer.
Okay.
If you own this line and you know you don't have your ministry papers, and especially if I promise them to you from like Natasha from way back, Spirit Warfighters, to go back there. So I want you to send me your name, address, telephone number, and take a selfie. I'm going to have your papers to you by Resurrection Sunday. God wants this done by Resurrection Sunday. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I really don't. I can't even, I just cannot see how I can do this in this length of time. But God said, I want those papers in those people's hands by Resurrection Sunday. And he used the word Resurrection Sunday. So please, if you fool around, if you don't do it, I'm moving on. I'm going to have this done by Resurrection Sunday. If you remember way back when I asked you if you had gifts, I asked you if you were called, and I asked you to tell me what those gifts were, and you did. Well, however you want your ministerial papers, your ministry papers to read, you must send me your name, the way you want them on the papers. I need to know the length of time you've been on this line or with this ministry. Just you can put whatever it is, months, because I'm looking at your anointing. I'm looking at, you see? Like God was telling me about through this young man's dream. He has caused all these people. But the world say you need some kind of papers. And I can remember way back when That's what caused me to go to seminary. That's the reason I went to seminary. I really didn't feel like I needed it. I don't know. But that's why I went to seminary. So that when I went to somebody's church, I had some papers. And a lot of churches won't let you in because you know what? You know who need to be healed? The church. So you're going to have to send me your name, your address, your telephone number, your email address, and a selfie picture, and your calling. What you mean by that? Your five-fold ministry calling, or your marketplace calling. See, some of us are called to the marketplace. Some of us are called to missions. Some of us are called to the pulpit. So you tell me where your calling is. But you got to ask God, because if you make up yourself, it won't work anyway. And then I'm going to put all this stuff before God. And I'm going to have these papers in the airway on the way to you as I follow up on Resurrection Sunday. I'm not going to do it where it interferes with anybody's service or anything like that. And you're going to send it to Ted, T-E-D, L-I-N-E, ministry, M-I-N-I-S-T-R-Y, at outlook.com. You're going to send it to Ted Line Ministry at outlook.com, and you're going to send it right away. If you don't, you'll have to wait till the next move of God go around like this. You see, God is doing this. God, and if you already got doubt, don't do it. Don't do it. That means God hasn't called you. The same way I'm telling you, he's telling me to do this by Resurrection Sunday, and I'm telling you, I don't know how it's going to be done, but I know this, it will be done. I don't know. It's bigger than me. Your age can't restrict you. Your education can't restrict you, because if you've been on here any time, I've educated you, and you may not even recognize it, in a systematic manner. God has made you a disciple in a systematic manner. And so now I've got to do my part. And if you're in a state I'm not registered in, don't worry about it. I'll get registered in your state. But I'm registered in at least, I don't know how many states already. Everywhere I've ever been, I register. And if I haven't registered there, you don't have to worry about that. You only have to worry about that when you get ready to minister. So I've asked you for what I want. I've given you my deadline. Now, you're going to either be disciplined and comply, or you're going to be not comply. Some of you aren't called to do nothing, I guess, but just sit on the pew, but that's a lie. God ain't called nobody to just sit there. So I'm going to help activate your ministry. I'm going to do whatever God tells me to do to help you get it moving in the kingdom of God. And I'm going to do it between now and, how am I going to do this? Between now and Sunday? Well, you know what? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, you know what? Jesus did it all in 3 days. So surely I could do it in 5. Yeah. If God calls you, don't be like me. Whatever God calls you, that's what you are. And that's what you're going to do, that work, whether you accept it or not. But I sure wouldn't want to have to leave here. I'm talking about you now, with your work undone, uncompleted. Never even really started. Why? Because you was just stubborn and rebellious and scared. The only thing you have to fear is the devil, and he's defeated already. He's defeated. Now, it's a lot of witches don't believe that. I don't care. It doesn't matter what they believe or what they don't believe. It matters what you believe, and it matters that you obey God in whatever he's called you to do. It matters that I do my part in assisting him in this mission. So I accept the mission, and now I've got to launch this line, this podcasting line. But it was tested a year ago or so. Anyway, so I know it's good. If you with me in this, can I have a yes in the chat room? If you with me with this on the blog talk, just get the info to tedline.ministry@outlook.com. Lisa Sykes, I want to talk to you around noontime today, sometime around noontime today. I need to, the Lord told me to have a talk with you. Lisa Sykes. If there's somebody on this line that's not here this morning, I sure hope they get this message, because, see, this only happens when God allows it to come around. And for whatever reason, whatever the purpose is, it came around now. And God made sure he got my attention by having a 17-year-old hear my voice in his dreams. Praise God. Praise God. The other thing is, if you have any talent with TV, radio production, would you contact Renee, it's on here, right? Would you put a contact number up there, Renee? Because it looks like you're about to put a radio TV production company together. So if you got any experience with radio television, would you contact her? Praise God. I see those yeses. I see the yeses. Yes, 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 yes. 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 Mm-hmm. Okay. There's her number, 601-882-1884. You know, when you start doing this kind of thing and you're going to have to fill in 24-hour time slots. I think God can do a lot with that. A lot. I think God is going to do a lot with that. And to think he waited till I got this old. That's funny to me. I thought, you know what I thought? I thought, because see, I'm one of those people that anything they ever wanted to do in life, they did it. I did it. I wanted to go around the world. I went 3 times. If it could be done and I wanted to do it, I would do it. I guess that's why I ain't never been jealous. I had no jealousy, because anything I felt like, oh, well. So now I've got to I've got to help inspire some of you. Oh, that's right. That's right. You have a lot. I'm looking at the chat room. I'm looking at somebody up here that has a lot of television, acting, directing kind of experience. I believe Bishop Jakes preached a message about 22 years ago. And Bishop Jakes' message was, it's in the house. Everything you need is in the house. And I'm seeing, I listened to the message, and I just thought, that's great. But it was just a great message. It's in the house. It is in the house. Everything I need to do, what God has called me to do, it's in the house. It's in this house right here. So there's not going to be any stopping. No stopping. We haven't done all this spiritual warfare for nothing. We laid the foundation for what was to come. And now it's going to come with ease. With ease. This morning, in prayer, let me see. What were you praying, Brother Joe and Jose? What were y'all praying? Give me those scriptures. This morning, in the intercessory prayer here, we were praying Isaiah 61 and 1. We're praying Isaiah, can you post these, Jessica? Isaiah 61 and 1 and Luke 10:19. That's what we prayed early this morning. Isaiah 61 and 1 and Luke 10:19. Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, and behold, I give unto you power. Luke 10:19. So here's the scriptures God gave me for this. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me, and I already gave you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So there's the two scriptures that were prayed here and spoken out, and that's it. That's it. That means do it. I've already anointed you. The anointing is upon you. And I've already given you power over all the power of the enemy, because you know he's going to come. You know that he's going to come. But I've already given you the power. Praise God. That means that after I get done with Resurrection Sunday, we're good to go. Send me your name, address. Put your age on there too. A selfie. And I will be sending you all your paperwork. It will be in the airways headed to you on Resurrection Sunday. That means God's about ready to resurrect, huh? Everything dead can't stay dead around Jesus. Everything dead cannot stay dead around Jesus. Are you hearing me? Hey, Laura, make sure you get your stuff in there. Make sure you get your stuff in there, Laura. Make sure. Make sure, make sure, make sure.
If I had a dollar for every time they say
I can't get the right song this morning. So maybe... I know what I want to tell the devil this morning. Had to wait a minute there. You see, devil, you ain't no way you and your witches could have ever known that in battling you, overcoming you, God's people were being made strong, built up, filled up. So, devil, I play this song for you this morning. Watch out.
After a season of nightfalls and pushback, after the heartache of wrong turns and sidetracked, just when they think they got you game, set, match, oh, 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 here comes the comeback. Just cause you lay low, got up so unsteady, don't mean you blacked out or bowed out, you're ready. Just when they think there's nothing left running on empty, oh, 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 here comes a comeback.
Come to comeback.
After a season of nightfalls and pushback,
After the heartache, a wrong turn and sidetracked. Just when they think they got you, game set match. Oh, 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 here comes a comeback. Just cause you lay low, got up so unsteady. Don't mean you blacked out or bowed out, you're ready. Just when they think there's nothing left, running on empty. Oh, 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 here comes a comeback.
The YouTube that the Tedline downloading, and he had me check another two of my websites. When I combine the numbers of the people, because GoDaddy does those statistics, I really never knew they did them. I never paid any attention, because when I first started with GoDaddy, they didn't do nothing for you. Do you know, as of right now, with all my websites, 42,000 downloads in this year alone. 42,000 downloads. And since I came off YouTube, 13,000 a month are downloading my information off my websites. To God be the glory. I'm talking about Tedline.com. I almost fell out. You see, nobody can outdo God. And God is a God. Just like, that's why, you know, that Perry Stone thing I let you listen to. God never subtracts. He's a God of multiplication. Now, here he is working through the websites. I'm just continuing to do what he's telling me to do and combine through them websites 42,000 downloads in 1 month. In 1 month. But the biggest portion of all of them is 13,000 just on Tedline.com. 13,000 a month since I came off YouTube. Brothers and sisters, this is from the Brownsville Revival, and this was Daryl Cooley. Sorry about that. This is one of the kids' songs. Promise in the book is mine. I'll see you tomorrow on this Jesus Believers line.